Reminding himself to unclench his jaw, Tyson cleared his throat.
That's right. He's my son.
Maybe if he said it often enough, he'd believe it. My son. I have a son. A baby.
He had a paternity test to prove it, along with a stack of canceled checks he'd given the child's mother as a result. He'd been hoping the money would be enough until an anonymous caller, a woman who was probably a neighbor or acquaintance of some kind, made him aware that Rochelle wasn't taking proper care of Brayden. Then he'd been forced to hire a private investigator to take a closer look, and ultimately, to make a life-changing decision. He'd seen his son for the first time only 2 days ago, when he took over as primary caregiver. Stifling a groan at the tremendous responsibility behind primary caregiver, he rubbed his face. It was all so damned ironic. There wasn't another member of the Stingrays more religious about avoiding the groupies that congregated wherever the team went. But Rochelle hadn't been a groupie. She'd been a down-on-her-luck waitress without a place to stay, and he'd felt sorry for her. The pencil in Tyson's hand snapped in two, which caused Ms. Brown's eyes to widen. He tried to smile. It probably came across more like a pained grimace. He didn't feel particularly lighthearted these days. After the injury that had benched him last year, he was hanging on to his football career by his fingernails. Grandpa Garnier, his father's father and a central figure in his life, had just died. He had a baby he didn't want or know how to care for, and he had the media hounding him at every turn. Would he sign for another 2 years with the Los Angeles Stingrays? Or would he move to another team when he became a free agent at the end of the season? How was he handling his grandfather's death? Would his grief hurt his ability to play? Was his knee fully healed? Was he considering an early retirement? Who'd watch his baby once the season was underway? Would Brayden travel with him? Even the details of the arrangement he'd made with Rochelle had been splashed across newspapers all over the country. Stingray wide receiver Tyson Garnier pays $1 million for custody. Who the hell told the press, he wondered. It had to have been Rochelle. She loved the attention. Which was a whole other issue, one he'd have to deal with later. He'd headed for the hills the day he saw that headline, hoping to disappear and regroup before the paparazzi could surround his Malibu home in an attempt to get a picture of him caring for his million-dollar baby.
You realize I won't be here long, that the job is only temporary, he asked, struggling to stay focused on the interview. He'd been up most of the night, pacing with a crying Brayden, and hadn't had the chance to shower or shave. A day's growth of beard covered his jaw, and his eyes burned from fatigue.
Gabe explained that to me, yes, she said.
And the job still appeals to you?
He hated to ruin his chances by driving home the negatives, but he didn't want to lie to her. She was giving up her current job for an 8-week stint as a nanny. How wise could that be?
Actually, it's an ideal situation for me, she explained. I've been working at the pharmacy since high school, so I have a lot of vacation time saved up. Mr. Cottle, that's my boss, told me I had to take it or I'd lose it.
And you're going to spend it working for me? You don't want to see the ocean, go to Disneyland?
Her eyes slid away from his, appeared to focus on the edge of the desk.
I can't. Not right now. Anyway, I don't want to miss this opportunity.
Who considered such a brief job as a nanny an opportunity?
It's only 2 months of work.
But it pays well.
Tyson hadn't decided on a salary yet. He'd been waiting to ascertain the expectations of his applicants.
It does? He asked in surprise.
Gabe said you'd pay me at least 3 times what I make at the pharmacy.
Tyson's eyebrows jerked up.
Thank you, Gabe. That's some sympathy, buddy. He did. 3 times.
God, hadn't he been taken for enough already? She twisted the handle of her worn leather purse.
He told me you were looking for the best and were willing to pay for it.